One of the world's largest collections of vintage jazz photos is for sale. The collection contains a whopping 1,545 photos of Duke Ellington. You're listening to his 1940 recording of Sidewalks of New York right now. It also includes over 1,000 Louis Armstrongs and heaps of other jazz greats, nearly 80,000 photographs in all. One jazz scholar estimates its value at $1.5 million. The seller is Frank Driggs. Some of the items in the collection are personal photos given to Driggs by musicians during his time as a record producer at Columbia, Decca, and Victor. Others are publicity stills. In the 1970s, Frank Driggs left the record industry to start his own business, selling the use of his photos to authors, publishers, and magazines. His collection is stored in 8 tall file cabinets in his New York apartment.
It starts really in the ragtime and vaudeville era of the 1890s and goes right up to the present day. It's not only jazz, but includes rock and roll, country and western, R&B, and the pop singers and pop dance bands as well.
I gather a fair number of these photographs are publicity stills.
That's right. They're stills and they're in public domain. You see, the record companies had all these things, and I noticed a big laundry basket full of pictures that were being thrown out because either the artists were no longer under contract and they didn't want to keep the files. So I just raided it. I took everything I could because I figured the stuff would be valuable to me, and sure enough it was.
Let's talk about the photos. I have one sitting here in front of me. It's the Gene Goldkett Orchestra. It looks like we're talking the 20s here.
It's the 20s, 1927. They're sitting on top of the touring bus that they were using in New England.
Kind of Model T bus. Now, what's funny is one of the musicians is sitting on the very front on the hood with a revolver in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
A gun.
Yeah. Well, see, in those days, you might have highwaymen or other people looking to rip the band off for when they were taking a rest or something. So, you had to have your own protection. The guy holding the gun is Steve Brown. He was a bass player from New Orleans. He was a very rough guy. And everybody had guns in those days. All the musicians carried guns. And that band was one of the great bands of the 1920s. It was Big Spider Beck and Frankie Trumbauer and all kinds of other people were in that band. And they made a lot of fine records for Victor.
There's another one I have, which is of Miles Davis, and you almost can't recognize him. He's so young, and with a kind of a straightened hair slicked back.
Well, see, that photograph was taken. He's holding a Vega, V-E-G-A, trumpet. Vega Trumpet was marketing the Power model. That's what they called it in those days. And so Miles Davis and all the guys who played modern jazz were playing Martin trumpets, Martin Committee models. Vega was trying to get someone with a reputation, and Miles had an up-and-coming reputation at that time because he'd already been playing with Charlie Parker and people like that. So He was obviously a guy that would be solicited for this, and this probably that photograph probably ran in Metronome and Downbeat in 1949 when it was taken, and he was probably advertising the Vega trumpet. Well, I doubt very much whether he ever used the trumpet. Maybe he played it on a few gigs and he said, "No, this is not for me. It's not as good as a Martin." I mean, all the other pictures I have of him, he's playing a Martin.
You know, there's another picture that I've got from your collection. It's I know it's Lionel Hampton, big orchestra, and I don't know the years, sort of mid-50s, and they're wearing Bermuda shorts, and there's a guy lying on his back on stage. What is that all about?
Well, Lionel Hampton was he's a great musician, but he was also a showman, and see, in those days, he would jump on top of the drums. He would he would have one of these guys in the band, say, lie on his back and play the saxophone. Well, what other band wore Bermuda shorts? Nobody. I don't think anybody else wore Bermuda shorts in those days.
Now, mama, mama, look at sis. She's out in the backyard doing a twist. Hey, bop, re-bop.
So why, you know, I can imagine, of course it's valuable, but you've had it for an awfully long time. You've made a living off of it. Why now are you looking to part with this?
I'm 75. So, I mean, I can't keep doing this forever. I mean, I feel fine, but there's got to come a time when you have to stop doing this. And I mean, I've collected this stuff, and I'm sure I will keep collecting till they lay me down. But as far as running it as a business, I might just as soon be out taking pictures and meeting the musicians and writing about them.
If you do sell it and you were able to keep just, oh, one photograph for yourself.
Everybody asks me that. I don't know which one I'd. I don't know which one I'd keep. Maybe a Louis Armstrong. I probably have a framed picture of Louis Armstrong on the wall that I would keep. It's an original print. He's wearing knickers and knee socks and a cap. He's in England at that time and touring about 1933, when he went over there and stayed in Europe for a year and a half. And it's a wonderful picture.
Frank Driggs, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Frank Driggs collects vintage photos of American music. To see his favorite picture of Louis Armstrong and other images from the Frank Driggs collection, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got a string on my finger. What a world, what a life.